no, free speech is not allowed in cable news outlets. They fear free speech. We continue to learn this lesson time and time and time again. Award-winning journalist Lara Logan has also found that out when she began discussing human trafficking on Newsmax. The topic came up after she began discussing the consequences to Biden's open border policies. Lara said, quote, God believes in sovereignty and national identity and the sanctity of family and all the things that we've lived with from the beginning of time. And he knows that the open border is Satan's way of taking control of the world through all of these people who are his stooges and his servants. And they may think they're going to become gods. That's what they tell us. You know, you all know a Harari and all the rest of them at the World Economic Forum. You know, the ones who want us eating insects, cockroaches, and that while they dine on the blood of children, those are the people, right? They're not going to win. Now, the truth has been in plain sight for years. In fact, here's a news story that ran in 2018 all about people paying $8,000 for young people's blood.
On the Health Watch, could the secret to eternal youth be found in blood transfusions from young people? Health reporter Stephanie Stahl has more on a controversial new treatment that's being tested.
Transfusions with young blood from teenagers, some claim it can reverse the aging process. It's being tested in patients over the age of 35 as part of a clinical trial called Ambrosia, where people paid $8,000 to get the rich growth factors found in blood plasma platelets.
Now, even though Lara said everything she said can be corroborated in our post-Epstein world, Newsmax said, quote, Newsmax condemns in the strongest terms the reprehensible statements made by Lara Logan and her views do not reflect our network. We have no plans to interview her again. Well, we will be interviewing Lara at Lindell TV because we actually believe in free speech and debate and information. And we are so honored to have award-winning journalist Lara Logan on today to discuss those remarks. Lara, it's so good to see you.
Thank you so much, Emerald. It's great to be here.
You know, it's the same playbook every time, right? And you know you're right over the target because they ran this playbook against you where they have to do everything to say you're crazy, make you sound crazy. Mm-hmm. She's left the reservation. She used to have a smart mind. What happened? So yeah. It tells me, Lara, that you're totally over the target.
You know what's funny about that narrative, Emerald, is that when I got death threats mailed to my home from Antifa, it mirrored exactly the smear that you hear all across the media, which should tell you everything about the relationship between these violent extremists and agitators, right, and people within the media and also within the leadership, because none of this happens without the leadership being fully on board. And you know what's interesting to me is that I love all the people who sent me messages of support. It means so much to me. But the funny part is that I really don't care about being canceled by Newsmax. I could never have been part of the Ukraine war porn that they put all over their air. I could never have been part of their refusal to acknowledge the fraud in the elections and to suppress any conversation of that. And so, you know, there's a reason that I haven't gone rushing into the arms of another employer after Fox Nation asked me to lay low for a while and let everything blow over when people reacted to my comments about Dr. Fauci. And by the way, look at everything coming out now about Dr. Fauci, which is all the stuff I knew at the time. And those were the doctors and people I was speaking to who compared Fauci to Joseph Mengele and said he would be known as the greatest mass killer in history because of all the millions of people who are dead as a result of Dr. Anthony Fauci's behavior and his lies and his self-enrichment and self-aggrandizement. You know, the man is just a stone-cold-blooded killer. It's just unbelievable. So I'm not surprised that these people are censoring me. It's a miracle that I haven't been censored more broadly, I guess, at this point. But what I find so extraordinary is the things that they object to are a roadmap to their guilt. I mean, you're right. When you're over the target, that's when they come for you, right? They don't bother if you're just full of nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely. And what actually kind of surprised me about it is, A, I didn't find anything you said really controversial. And knowing their audience, which I know extremely well, clearly, right? I know exactly who their audience is. And that's an audience who knows all of this information that you were saying. They know that this is, you know, verified. And they're largely Christian believers. So they too believe in the spiritual ballot, the spiritual aspect of this that you were pointing out. So this is such a strong reaction, right? To ban you from the network compared to what you said. Why do you think that is?
Well, the funny part about this is that I don't have any ties to Seva with Newsmax. You know, these are all the headlines. Newsmax severs ties with Lara Logan. I've been on Eric Colbert's show three times, a total of three times. And I haven't been on Eric's show at Newsmax. So I don't even know what they're talking about. And, you know, while I have the greatest respect and admiration and affection for Eric, he's a pro. You know, this is not his fault. But I really don't care what Newsmax says and does at all, not one bit. But going to what I actually said, the reason I believe that people reacted that way is it's all about the children. The question they don't want us asking is, where are all the missing children? What happens to these children? How can hundreds of thousands of kids go missing in the United States every year and nobody knows where they are? They just vanish? I don't think so. I mean, between facial recognition software, voice recognition software, and all the different ways to track people, how can we in this day and age not be able to find them? How can hundreds of thousands of children have disappeared from the records of CPS? You know, how can our child protective services, you speak to anybody in the trafficking industry, and they will tell you that CPS is involved. I'm working right now investigating a case where CPS has been involved with this trafficker for more than 20 years, okay? Targeting single mothers, taking them into courtrooms, taking their children from them, and using their children for, you know, for pedophiles, for sex rings, for child porn, for snuff videos, and so on. You listen to Jacob Boyens, who is one of the leading voices in the counter-trafficking movement, right? Because a lot of those organizations can't be trusted. But people like Jacob Boyens, they can be trusted. And they will tell you that the United States is the number one destination in the world for sex trafficking, that every sex trafficking ring worldwide knows bring the kids to the United States, that this administration is participating in the trafficking of kids because they're paying companies, LLCs and nonprofits and church groups, they're paying them to take these kids and disappear them. And I mean, I interviewed a guy who worked in Homeland Security investigations for decades, and he was at a contractor. And he said, we're being paid millions of dollars. I'm carrying kids to the ER. They've got broken bones. They've got COVID. They've got all kinds of illnesses. Oh. We clean them up and we put a Band-Aid on the problem. We go back and we get rid of them. They don't do checks. They hand them over to people. They could be sex offenders. They could be, hardened criminals. They could be illegal. They could be anything. And nobody even checks. They just get rid of these kids as fast as they can. And when it comes, you know, Politico, USA Today, I mean, a gazillion mainstream outlets, including the report that you showed, have talked about the blood of young children being the secret to anti-aging. And why does nobody ask, where does the blood come from? How do you get the blood of young children? And does it matter if the children are younger and younger and younger? So now you're talking, are you talking about the blood of babies now? Is that what you're talking about? No, we're fine doing articles that say, use the blood of young children to reverse aging. Or Yuval Noah Harari believes in transhumanism and that we will ascend to be gods and that most of the planet will be useless eaters and we don't need. But wait a minute, no journalist follows up and says, whose blood? Where do you get it? How much does it take? And how do you get the blood of babies? Or to Yuval Noah Harari, wait a minute, you're talking about genocide. You know, how do you, what do you mean the whole of Africa, the whole of India just about are going to be completely, have no meaning to their lives and they're going to be totally worthless? What does it mean when you say this? And how can we at the same time be talking about global famine coming, and yet you've got Angelina Jolie and all of these people in Hollywood and all of these sites telling us all to, that we're going to love eating cockroaches. No, thank you. Okay.
There's actually been a lot of articles on that recently.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's in the news. We are running out of time, but from what I understand, I saw on Getter that you're going to be asking these questions in your own show, right? A new show that you're looking at child trafficking. So we only have about 20 seconds, but can you just tell us when to expect it and where we can see it?
Yes. So my new show will be pretty much like my show that I did on Fox Nation, No Agenda. It'll follow the style and the reporting of 50 minutes, that storytelling. And I'm going to do the first season of that show on trafficking, because I'm sick and tired of this. I don't know how we've become a nation that accepts that children are raped to death for money and for someone else's pleasure. And I'm not okay with that. I will never be okay with it. And a lot of people objected to my saying that I stand firmly with God. I don't know why. It's obviously a spiritual battle now. Do you choose Satan and the devil, or do you choose God? It's a pretty, a no-brainer for me.
Well, we'll definitely keep our viewers posted on when it's out and where to see it. And I can't wait, because nobody does investigative journalism like you, Lara Logan, and you've got the awards to prove it. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much, Emerald. You take care. You're an amazing journalist.
Oh, well, that means a lot to me coming from you. Thank you, Lara. Up next, the Vineyard Voting System CEO spoke with 60 Minutes last night. Speaking of 60 Minutes, we discuss with Mike Lindell next.